Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It's Thursday, May 21st, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, yet again, all over the globe. As our satellite team gets the signal out to so many countries, I said last Tuesday that we were actually played a week ago. Our call was played into Iran, which was wonderful to hear. And hopefully Tuesday night's call and tonight's call are also finding their way into the country of Iran. So we'll hope for the best that way. And we should always continue to pray for the peace not only of Jerusalem, but for the entire Middle East, including Iran. So let's do this. Before we go to Sue for what will be a teaching that we'll obviously enjoy and comment on, all of us and Big Call Universe will enjoy it. Let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue, okay? Lord God, we just thank you so much for bringing everything to closure for us, bringing everything to fruition. And thank you for your obvious involvement in everything that's going on around the globe to bring this great currency reset about, a global currency reset. And thank you for everything that's happening that we have. Thank you for everyone that's listening in Big Call Universe. And thank you for what should be a really glorious time around Memorial Day. It should be a great way for us to remember and memorialize this event. Thank you for all that you've done for us. Give us a good call tonight, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Sue? Let's see what tonight's teaching. Let's see what tonight's teaching is going to be about, because I think we really enjoyed Tuesday night. Let's see what tonight would bring. And we'll enjoy hearing and commenting on it.
A pleasure, Bruce. Deep in every heart, you'll find it. A longing for meaning, a quest for purpose. If you ask the secularists, what is the meaning of life? They'll say, we don't know. At best, they might agree that we are developed animals, at worst, rearranged space dust. What a contrast to God's vision for life. We are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus, to devote ourselves to the good deeds for which God has designed us. Ephesians 2:10. God has placed his hand on your shoulder and said, you're something special. Untethered by time, he sees us all. In fact, he saw us before we were born. And he loves what he sees, flooded by emotion, overcome by pride. The star maker turns to us one by one and says, you are my child. I love you dearly. And he loves us forever. Should you ever turn from him and walk away, he's already provided a way back. Nothing can separate you from his love. If you anchor these truths firmly in your heart, you'll be ready for whatever you may encounter on the road ahead. What a God! Ponder the achievement of God. He doesn't condone our sin, nor does he compromise his standard. He doesn't ignore our rebellion, nor does he relax his demands. Rather than dismiss our sin, he assumes our sin and incredibly sentences himself. God's holiness is honored, and we are redeemed. God does what we cannot do so we can be what we dare not dream, perfect before God.
Mm-hmm.
The key question in life is not, how strong am I? But rather, how strong is God? That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I think that was a really important teaching, and I love the fact that you brought it out tonight to us like that. Because, you know, it's really important for us to realize that God loves us despite what we do. He loves us for who we are, who He created us to be. You know, it talks about in our mother's womb, God knew us. And He called us. And He, because He knows the end from the beginning, because He's all-knowing, He knows what we're thinking, what we're going to do, how we respond, but He loves us. And you know, we've had that question asked to us, I'm sure, before, the idea of what is the chief purpose of man and woman? What is our purpose? I think it's to know God and love Him forever. Because He loves us. He first loved us. And yes, He did become sin on the cross in the person of His only begotten and beloved Son, who was God, who was very God of very God. And as the Son, it's important for us to realize that the man that we knew as Jesus, the teacher, the rabbi, and he was a prophet in some ways as well, he will become a king. One of his titles is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. One day, Jesus himself will return to set up his kingdom in Jerusalem and rule the entire world from there. It's amazing. I mean, you know, we think of Jesus as one-third of the Trinity, or a triune God, or we use the term Godhead, which is a biblical term. He's very special because he was God incarnate, God in the flesh. And it's remarkable to think how much God and Jesus and, of course, the Holy Spirit loves us. We need to acknowledge that. We need to acknowledge that God loves us so much. We need to love ourselves. And like Sue and Bob and I have said, we have to love ourselves before we can give that love away and love someone else. And we're called to do that. Remember that final commandment? What's the greatest commandment? The disciples asked Jesus. To love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, and soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Well, who's your neighbor? Everyone else. Who are you? You are you. If you love yourself, you can begin there and then love other people. And that's what we're called to do. That's what we're called to do. And they'll know us by our actions. They'll know, you know, when we love other people, we love it through our actions. What we're doing. Sometimes what we're saying, but mainly in how we are acting with other people. That's the main way. So I love this teaching, Sue. I thought it was really important, just like last Tuesday's, and I think it was very valuable for everybody to conceptualize, you know, how they're going to be and how they are and how they can become more Christ-like, and which is becoming more God-like. You know, when the disciples said, "Well, tell us what God looks like. What is that? What does God look like?" And Jesus said, "He who has seen me, Jesus, he who has seen me has seen the Father." And I mean, that's a remarkable statement. And that's not just a man that said that, because Jesus was 100% man and 100% God in the flesh. Remarkable. So thank you, Sue. I love that teaching. I think it's great. That's what I got out of it so far. Let's turn it over to Bob and say, Bob, tell us what your take is on this teaching tonight.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. It's a beautiful Thursday night, and the sun is not setting until 17 minutes after 8 here on the East Coast. And at 8:45, it's still light outside. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
And it's going to continue to get lighter later for another month. And I really like this teaching, and you know, the whole concept, you know, at the beginning when you said, you know, it's in every person's heart, you know, this question of what's the meaning of life. And I started thinking how sometimes that can be hard to even contemplate if you're burdened by stuff, especially, you know, the weight of yesterday, the weight of the past, and if you're burdened with regrets and distraction, and you're burdened by resistance to the word, and you're burdened by stress and even darkness, and sometimes your own story is even a burden, depending on your position relative to that story. And how can we then, you know, clear away that weight of yesterday so we have a chance for coherence between our heart and our brain, and coherence in our brain where we have a balance of the right mix in our brain of neurotransmitters and electromagnetism, not too much in some place where it's not supposed to be because of these burdens you're dragging around. And instead, you know, it's better to be open to receive, to have a clearness and a clean slate, you know, so you can be free to receive. And if you're free, you might notice that you're going to receive reassurance from God. And as, you know, Bruce was just saying, you know, to look upon Jesus was to look upon the Father. Well, that reassurance that can come in your prayers could also be look upon yourself in the mirror and you look upon the Father. And the reassurance is from God is that you are me. And in this space, in this energy that you can have from such a query is to go forth and be your very best, whatever that means for you. And what that means can come from guidance, because just as you can pray and receive reassurance, you can also pray and receive guidance on what does it mean to act your best, and what does it mean to live your life unburdened by a story, right? As Byron Katie said, who would you be without your story? And be free to really notice and appreciate the totality of your being. Because what God gave us was so much. He gave us an entire body and a brain and a spirit. And to sit quietly and to be able to just revel and marvel in this creation that you've been given. And perhaps in that state of meditation, the meaning might come. That the meaning is a voice that might say, I am here, and I am you. And look at this beautiful world that we live in here, our beautiful planet. Look at us as one, looking at the other beautiful people that are also one with us, and all the animals and the trees. And it's a paradise. It's a paradise of God's creation. And if you want meaning, perhaps notice that paradise and enjoy it and rejoice. And it's not just the paradise you see. The entire kingdom is within you, and the entire universe is for you to enjoy as your oneness with God.
That's right. Beautiful, Bob.
That's good, Bob. Well said. Appreciate that. It's good. Sue, how would you describe this teaching?
Well, I love this teaching because it was so freeing. It was liberating. And of course, I'm going to stretch it, aren't I, now? You've come to expect it. Just around, well, because it's time for the flex. It's time for, I think we're being called to awaken. And I love how you put it, Bob. So we can put down some of these stories and separations that I'm sometimes I find myself almost amazed at the narrative that has infiltrated the planet. I mean, if you were being told that you were bad, and it's fascinating to me. It's like if you were told that you're from the ghetto and you're never going to get out of it, how would that, or you're under something and you're never going to get out of it, what does that do to your state of being, to your whole narrative? And so, to me, when you said, Bruce, that, you know, when you saw Christ, and Bob was speaking to this very specifically, I think we're at a time when we're awakening to a new narrative of Christ's earliest teachings, is the way I'm going to say it. Christ wanted us to recognize that the kingdom of God is within you. These things and greater shall you do. He didn't walk around in separation. And when he said, when you see me, you see God, I believe that's what we should be, and I don't like that word should. I think that's, if you're, I mean, I felt that when Bob was speaking. When you're in front of someone, to realize that that's God in front of you. That's living God energy in front of you at maybe a different level of awakening. You know, it's like being in a school, but that's God's love. You can't separate and say, oh, we were in the womb as our, you know, in our mother's womb, and God knew us then, and then all of a sudden create all this separation. How does that work? It doesn't.
two different things.
And so this, but it's the understanding that that accessibility, the kingdom of God is within you. That you have access to which self you're going to see in yourself, honestly, and you're going to see and realize is looking at you through your experience with other people. And so how strong are you when God is moving through you? Tells you all about, look at your reality. How's it showing up? Are you flowing in creativity and people that love you all around you and, you know, being able to say that you're in the RV and look at what you're experiencing in your life, and you can know how much of God is being allowed, how much of God's strength is replacing that old burden that Bob was talking about. The burden is the filters that have to move through you that have nothing to do with God. It was inherited. It was absorbed from the culture around you. And to me, we're in a period of great putting down so much of the narrative that has been carried, assumed, that had nothing to do with us. Nothing. The purity of Christ's message. So that, to me, is the awakening to the purest truth that Christ wanted us to realize. And the beauty, when you find those people that actually know that and have dedicated their lives to it, which I believe everybody on the big call is, you know, moving towards, living from, and about to express through the healthy development of what they're going to do through their initiatives. So that's my take on the teaching.
Okay, thank you, Sue. Appreciate you bringing that teaching too. I thought it was good. Let's go into prayer and praise and see if we have anything. And has Pastor Scott sent us anything?
Has not called. No. Mm-mm. Called. Sorry. I just got a call. No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nothing from Pastor Scott.
Okay.
Now I have to pull up the. It's. Boy, I learned my lesson. People in the pod. It's like how you design your time to do a big pod call right before the big call. I won't do that again. Okay, so let me pull up my...
No, it's hard.
Yeah. Oh, but I just typed in bug call. Hold on. so much. Okay, here we go. I'm going to first do this one. We have a lot of prayer requests. My name is Yossi, and I don't know if it's the right email for the big call. Please let me know. I can communicate with you so I'll be able to get the notification for the 800 number as well. Yossi, I'll really appreciate if you can help me with an issue or let me know who I need to connect with. You take that, Bruce, while I pull up the other messages.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got that, Sue. Yeah. Yossi, what we're doing is we're notifying the people that have registered their emails on bigcalluniverse.com. So if you register your email, you'll get an email from us, which will be a group email or a blast, an email blast with the 800 number and probably a very short little message along with that that Bob and I have created a long time ago, and hopefully we still have it. Now, it's not up to me or Bob or Sue or anyone else to get you the number. The one place we do plan to put the number is on our website homepage, bigcalluniverse.com. Put it right on the front page so that when you land, you can see it. And if we get the number for Canada, which we believe, at least we're understanding, will be a completely different number, we'll put it up and we'll designate it for Canada. And we'll have our number for the United States. I don't know if we'll get any other numbers for any other countries. I doubt it. Those two are the ones we know about. So we'll have those for you, but don't send emails looking for it, meaning send one to Sue or send one to Bob or anywhere else. I mean, you'll have it in those two locations. If you register on bigcalluniverse.com, you'll get it from us as a group or email blast. And then if you go to bigcalluniverse.com, once we get the 800 number and can verify that it's correct, we'll post it on our website. And that's where Bob will get with Raleigh and make room to put that on the website. Okay? So that's your answer to that question.
Okay. Okay, so that's EOC. Hold on a sec. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of organization in this, huh? So we have another, Christine Liebenberg from a little town called Del Portschoop in the North Cape of South Africa. I can't wait to go to South Africa. We're about to lose our farm, and tomorrow the auctioneers from the liquidators are about to come fetch the last of our cattle. Would you please help me pray that God will stop them one way or the other, please? We worked out whole lives for this ground and our animals. We had a lot of floods the last few years and couldn't keep up anymore. Please pray for us, Christine. Oh, Christine. So let's everybody do an extra special, deep closing their eyes, gathering all their light in Christ, in their heart, and with everything they have, pray for our friend in South Africa, Christine, and her animals and her farm. And here's something I just want to paint for you, Christine. You're looking at your farm, your land, your animals, and I've got to believe that you're involved with, you know, something to do with the RV. Everybody is in the world in some way or another. And those are the form that you love. And we're going to pray that this picture of land and animals that you know and you've been attached to and you identify with and it feels like it's being taken away from you, that perhaps it's just shifting into another form. And what I mean is that the energy and the love that you've poured into that space never disappears. And it may be changing hands. We're going to pray that it doesn't. But the good news is that most likely with the proceeds of the RV, you could retrieve your animals. You could buy the farm back. It's going to another form. It's going to another level. It's like people that we know have lost limbs, lost different capacities. It's a temporary condition. Really, this is the thing that we've got to understand. This is temporary. This is the last gasp of thinking that what we see with our eyes is not being reformed into something even more beautiful and great. So in our beautiful and great love for you, and thank you for writing, we see you surrounded in the trust that this movement is just moving to another new level in your experience in your life. And if you want land, if you want cows, and hopefully maybe even retrieving this land and your cows, that will be possible with what's about to happen for all of humanity. And people that love animals, and we love you, thank you for being part of the big call, are all surrounding you with Christ love, Christ light, and the highest outcome possible. So it's miraculous. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hello, brethren. I'm going to hold a huge oneness conference for children of God here in Lesotho. Do you know where Lesotho is?
How do you spell it, Sue?
Lesotho.
Nope. Sure don't.
And this is Director of Road Safety, Dr. Kanini Matthews, requesting money as an expenditure for this event of God, Director of Road Safety in Lesotho. So we're praying for you, Dr. Matthews, and we know that you're going to be supplied with everything you need to bring all people that want to have this experience with you and a glorious experience with you. We see you surrounded. It's very, very close with the abundance to do it. You're just waiting for the right time and the right conditions for it to come together. In Jesus' name, we say amen. We have two more, I think, and then Jeannie.
Okay. All right.
Oh. Oneness Conference for Women in the Name of God. Oh, it happens on the 13th of June. We'll listen to what Bruce has to say. And then finally, for those people that are out in Arizona, and Leo is much better. Hold on.
Oh, good. Praise God for Leo.
Yeah.
Like that.
Here we
80.
Go. Friend of Jane Kay's, and she's in the hospital. And she would like a prayer for a procedure tomorrow.
Okay,
so we're going to pray for this beautiful, first of all, for these two people that dearly love their friend. And so she can be told that, you know, millions of people were praying and hearing this word for her, that she's in the hospital and she's surrounded not with four people that dearly love her, including me, but with millions of people's heart energy streaming into the hospital, around the doctors, Christ, his angels, everybody there to support her, and believing that she is so deeply held, loved, healed, and she herself is in God. God is in her. She, in the purity and the miracle power of Christ and God surrounding her, that this procedure is just the most effortless, beautiful outcome, and we're celebrating it, and we thank Christ. And we thank everybody that we're listening to these prayers and say, amen. And finally, let's see. Okay. Let us do Where is Xenia? Hold on. Okay. Memorial Day, 5/25/26. In honor of America's 250th birthday and in commemoration of the first national observance of Memorial Day on May 30th, 1968. Oh, that's interesting. Thank you, Jeannie. We pray for the souls of all those who gave their lives to defend and preserve our freedom throughout our nation's history. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Proverbs 3:5-6. Heavenly Father, thank you for all the answered prayers, all the blessings in our lives, for all the leaders and listeners on the Big Call every Tuesday and Thursday, RV blessing, and the med beds that should come to fruition very soon. We continue to pray for everyone's health, finances, and well-being. Gracious God, on this Memorial Day, we pray for those who courageously laid down their lives for the cause of freedom. May the examples of their sacrifice inspire in us the selfless love of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed, safe, and meaningful Memorial Weekend. Jeannie. And Matt.
Thank you, that. is our prayer request summary for tonight.
Yeah.
With a mini praise report, Sue, about Leo.
Yes.
That Leo is feeling much better.
109% better.
109%?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's good. That's better than 100. Yeah. Good. Well, I'm glad that Leo's on the mend, feeling better. Good. Cats are remarkable how they sometimes can make a comeback. I had a kitty cat that had a broken tail and it was hanging down. And I laid hands on that kitty and believed that he would be healed, and he was. He had a broken leg once, and his leg wasn't working right. I laid hands on him, prayed for that kitty, and sure enough, his leg came back, and he was able to run and do everything else. So they're remarkable that they can make a nice comeback like Leo has. Well, Sue, thank you for that. Thank you for all those prayer requests. And I was just wondering and running intel through my mind. But let's do this, Sue. Tell us what you'd like to impart to us tonight in the way of, your segment. So let's see what you're working on now and how we can benefit from it.
Thank you, Bruce. Let's see. I'm gathering myself. So we had another beautiful, extraordinary commitment by members of the pod, because we just finished a class on Friday, and I mentioned on Tuesday that this was kind of a pop-up class and a scurry to come up with specific, we call it the 120-second reset, kind of looking into trademarking it. Micro practices to get what Christ was teaching into the body, into the nervous system. And so we all came together for the second class because we thought, we might just have one. And so then we did the second class tonight. And here's what was really amazing. I did this with help from a friend who's on this project with me. And is PhD candidate, and we designed the everything that we've done with the sovereign endowments, with the new sovereign relationships, and now this, the reset, which was, unfortunately, it's got to be just for the pod, but I'm going to give you a taste. For the moments when the people you love the most feel the furthest away, which is the big thing, I think, we're really healing. Because when people's nervous systems are dysregulated or burdened, or like Bob said, there's stories running through them, and or they're defensive and they can't, you know, whatever. When you notice people getting defensive, it's because their nervous system is not open to communication. And so many people, Bruce and Bob, have been writing about, I'm nervous about my family and my kids and my this and my, they're really, really nervous about the closest relationships. So I'm going to tell you a story. I said, we always ask with, like, did anybody have a result in 2 days? And so one of the women is an emergency nurse practitioner for years. And she said, oh my gosh, Sue, yes. I was working with this nurse and I was so angry and she's just like so this and not this. And I actually practice. And here's one of the practices. You take a slow, deep breath in, and you just ground into your feet. So when your body feels like your spirit is in your body and you're not in your head and you're not in your reactive emotions, she grounded into her feet. She got quiet, and here's the practice that she used. Coming from one of the chapters, she named what she was feeling inside. She's like, I'm really angry and I'm really upset. And when you do that, when you name what you're feeling, your body feels like you're close to it. You're not stuffing it down, suppressing it. You're actually with your experience. And when you do that, and you name, I'm getting angry, I'm feeling upset, you're noticing what your inner experience, your interception is doing. It shuts down significantly, like 60% what happens in your amygdala, your fear center. Why? Because you're closer to yourself. And then you breathe. And then you create, you know, I want to be loving as Christ. I want to notice what I'm feeling, not separate from it, regulate what I'm feeling, not stuff it, and then you get to choose how you're going to react. And she did. And then we went around, because of the time, we didn't have a lot of time for different questions, but another gentleman said, you know, I've been looking for these tools all my life. And that's why we created them, Bruce, because a lot of people just don't know that they can do, they don't have to go to a 10-hour seminar. They can learn in 2 minutes the science. So we have 30 different references on this. We just wanted to give a toolkit, and now you have it, everybody. Ground, name your reaction, breathe, and then make a decision that you want to be as loving as Christ. And you can use a scripture to do that. But when you're combining Christ's teachings with what is called embodied cognition, you make it simpler and easier for it to land and become part of your deeper nervous system equipment. And so the reason why we created this is to make it so that people had something that could commit to, that was for founders that are going to be busy and they can't go off to a, you know, a special retreat right away. And we saw the results in the way people responded to it. So that was really wonderful. I'll give you another thing in a minute. And then we got Bruce to learn about somebody that has been investing in the pod, thank you very much, but has been away, sequestered. And I'm just going to say, we got a chance to listen. It was so inspiring to have this person in our pod and how much he has appreciated the witnessing, you know, to have people that you're not distracted by their faces. You're just sitting and you're learning and you're growing and you're expanding together with really deliberate practice. It's a community of practice. And to hear what is about to take place because of this genius was, I can't even tell you how exciting it was. It was like, I can't go into it because it's, what would be the word? It's just, it needs to be kept under.
Talking about proprietary, it's proprietary.
Yeah, kind of proprietary, yeah. But very incredibly complex and breakthrough. So that was really fun. And I'm just going to make a suggestion because we do something. What makes the pod unique is that we work with all these kind of neuroscience-based practices. But the thing that a colleague said is, I don't think anybody's working on grounding people in proven neuroscience that trains their state and their nervous system first. Like, that's the anchor, neuroplasticity in Christ, and then getting it so your nervous system has more capacity, more safety, more love, more coherence. So we do that. And here's a little shortcut. Before the class, we send the dial-in out at 6:45, and at 7 o'clock, we have neuromodulation music that different sound scientists of mine have been working on for years and send me samples. And so we listen to music that, like, we have polyrhythmic music, we have different frequency-based music, we have scientists that are working with MIT Media Lab doing all this cool stuff. This is our little cool hub for the future of human development. And so we listen to this music, and then it trains your brain to be in a really relaxed, coherent state. A lot of what's going on in the world is because people can't absorb, because they're taking in too much information. You can tell when you're listening to somebody, you can tell if they're like, you can feel their spirit and their analytical brain working at once. Or are they just in their analytical brain? Or are they just dry? And we need more people that can be in their whole brain state and learning in their whole brain state. So that's what we like to do. So here's a little freebie for everybody, since we have got to recover from our recent designing learning sprint. Go look up learning, music for learning, or music for deep concentration, and watch what happens. Most people don't know that, yeah, there's cool Eric Clapton music, and there's all this music that's designed for getting you, Lord knows, Bruce knows, I like getting into my dynamic state with some very fast 140 beats per minute music. But you want to slow your brain down, so you're looking for music. You're looking for music that,
What's uh-oh?
I just got a text from our friend to ask me to tell you, and I'll tell you. Sorry, I got distracted. You want to listen to music that will regulate you so that you are just in a relaxed state. And when you do that, you're going to notice that your heart rate comes down. And when you do that, your nervous system is recalibrating and quieting down. That's going to be really important when a lot of stuff is happening. So write this down. Just look at music for relaxation, music for deep work, and music for learning. And if you can do that, your brain is going to entrain to the rhythmic quality of that music. I can't get super technical right now, but just do that and allow yourself to start using music as medicine, because it really is. It's training your nervous system into either increased arousal or slowing down so you can get it into the deeper regions of your brain and your nervous system and have it work to keep you calmer, more stable, and more relaxed. So that's what I'm going to offer for tonight, Bruce. And
okay, shoot.
You tell me, and you just tell me, should I text this to you?
I don't know what
should
is
I
it
is. It's from our friend.
Okay. No, I already know it.
Okay.
I already got a call about it tonight.
Okay.
So thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you, Sue. Yep, I already got the call while you were giving your opinion of the teaching.
Okay.
So thank you, Sue. Appreciate that.
You're welcome,
and,
Bruce.
Yep. It's all about the pod. So that's good. I'm glad that everything's going really well there and everybody's getting the latest information from you there. All right. Thank you, Sue. Bob, it's time to see what is new, and I believe there is something new from Boomers. Tell us what we need to know about what's new, Bob.
Yep. So we do have something new here, Bruce, and it's in the form of a brand new sale that just started at 5:00 tonight.
All right.
And this is one people are going to want to listen up to hear what it entails. So for the longest time, Bruce, we've been getting people what we call our dynamic combo, which is our Boomer Boost and our barley product, primarily our Gladiator barley product. And as people know who have been listening along, barley is something that you have to ease into slowly. It's 400 times stronger than regular green drinks that you see advertised on TV, and you can't take a full scoop of it because your body would detox too fast, which would be really bad for you. So you ease into it, knowing your body's going to detoxify. And so when you first get your Boomer Boost and Barley Dynamic Intro, we call it, it comes with a size jar of barley that lasts for a month the first time that you use it. And so what we've decided to do right now, here at the end of May, you know, it's coming up on Memorial Day. And so this is a Memorial Day weekend sale where we're going to give people that barley for free when they get their Boomer Boost. So if you're a person that hasn't tried this before, here's a chance to get a really, really great discount, which is worth a little over $48. And you're also going to end up getting free shipping when you do this, which will save at least another $10. And all you need to do is make your way to the part of our website where the Boomer Boost product is, which is easy to find under, just click on all products and then click on individual products, and you'll find Boomer Boost right there at the top. And on that page, it tells you exactly what to do to get your free Gladiator Barley. And you're going to add that to your cart, and the cart's going to calculate it as zero cost. And so this is happening right now, and it's going to go through Memorial Day. And so if you're a person that's been thinking about doing this, getting your dynamic intro here, now's the time to do it. And the way that it's going to arrive is it's going to come with a little plastic sleeve. It's going to have a scoop in it that is a 1/2 teaspoon scoop. And it's going to come with a set of instructions of how to use that scoop as you go through the month, the first month, to ease into taking your barley. And this, for many people, is a very profound experience because they're going to have a number of firsts in their life. And first off, people are going to get really well nourished. And for most people, they've never experienced the level of nourishment that they will get when they take Boomer Boost and barley. They maybe have used vitamin pills in the past, maybe some protein powder. They've eaten really good food from the farmer's market. But even with all that, it's unlikely that you've ever been as well nourished as you will be when you use Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley. And as a result, your energy level goes up and your appetite goes down, meaning you don't need to eat as much food. And a lot of people that are having trouble with their weight being too high are having that trouble because they're malnourished. And they're eating processed foods. They're eating regular foods from the grocery store that were grown in depleted soil, etc. And when their energy level is going to skyrocket when they get well nourished. The other first that's going to happen is you're going to have your body become detoxified in a way that you will have less toxins in your body than the day you were born. The average child, when they're born, has about 470 toxic chemicals in their bloodstream on the day that they're born. And it accumulates and gets worse as you get older. But when you start to detoxify your body using barley and Boomer Boost, you're going to experience life for the first time in a way that is almost completely devoid of toxins. And this is a huge advantage for people. And you're going to probably use the bathroom more. You could even have mold come out of your body, which most people, we live on a mold planet. Particularly black mold is really bad for people. It'll come out through your skin, and you'll wash it off. And over the course of a few weeks, your body will get rid of all that black mold, which also helps to get your energy level up. It also helps to prevent cancer, to get toxins out of your body.
Yeah.
The other thing is that depending on your age, the older you are, the more likely this will happen, is you're going to be able to absorb nutrients at a very high level as the villi in your small intestine gets cleansed, and all the nutrients that are coming into your body will be absorbed way better. And as those nutrients get into your bloodstream, also your circulation is going to improve. There are compounds in Boomer Boost that were put there specifically to help increase circulation so that all those great nutrients you've just absorbed can make their way through your bloodstream and to your cells. And just the other day, Bruce, I was talking to a nutritionist who is also a holistic doctor who specializes in nutrition, and he was looking at Boomer Boost, and he said, "Oh my, you have phosphatidylcholine in this product." And I said, "Yeah." He goes, "That's going to really help people's circulation, and it's going to help tremendously to absorb the nutrients from their blood into their cells." I said, "Yeah, that's why we have it in there, and people have been getting this product for 15 years. And he's looking at it, and he's looking more. He goes, "Wow, you have trimethylglycine in this product." I said, "Yes, we do. And although it doesn't say it on the canister, there's superoxide dismutase in the Gladiator barley." He's like, "Really?" I was like, "Yeah, because as you know, keeping people's inflammation very low is a very good thing, and that's how we do it." And this, again, is a first, Bruce. Most people have had moderate to high inflammation their whole life from being exposed to toxins, from eating processed foods, from eating too much sugar, and being under stress. And they've probably always had a high level of inflammation that is leading gradually over time to adult onset diseases. And when you use barley and Boomer Boost, this is going to be the first time that you actually lower your inflammation below a critical threshold. There's a threshold whereby you will not get adult onset diseases that are related to inflammation, such as Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, strokes, cancer. They're all precipitated by inflammation. And when your inflammation goes down below 0.5 on the CRP scale, the research shows that you now have really insulated yourself from those adult onset diseases that make people, you know, crumbly and frail and miserable in their old age, or even sometimes as early as 50 or 60 years old. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what people experience with this. And we have, I don't know if it's 1,000 testimonials, Bruce, on Boomer Boost and barley as a combo, but here's one that references the Big Call. Let me see if I can put this into focus here. Oh, yeah, look at this.
Okay, yeah.
It's like, "I've been taking the Boomer Boost for about 2 weeks, and I've noticed that I'm getting more energy and getting out more often instead of being an 82-year-old couch potato, and my strength is also getting much better. Thanks so much for your product. I am always listening to Bruce's call."
Thank you.
He puts his name. Yeah. And so there's another one. This is a lady, and this happens a lot. We see this a lot. Bruce, here's a woman who says, "I love your products. I have stage 4 metastatic cancer, and I quit taking chemotherapy a year and a half ago. So I lost a lot of muscle and bone density. Your products are already helping my stamina and well-being. I will be excited to give an update in a few months. Thank you from the bottom of my heart."
Excellent.
And so this is a type of testimonial we see all the time. You can go on to the Boomer Boost page and see these, and when you get to the bottom of the first, you know, 30 or 40 testimonials, you can just click on this box that says see more, and guess what? You scroll down, and you scroll down, and you see 30 or 40 more, and lo and behold, you come to another box that says show more reviews, and good luck coming to the end of it anytime within the
next few days
as you try to read all the testimonials about Boomer Boost and Barley, right? And so that's what I wanted to say, Bruce, that is, now's the time where literally for less than $100, you can get this combination that even now after 15 years, Bruce, it's still, you can only get this at one place in the world, right? There is no one else that makes Boomer Boost. There is no one else that makes this Gladiator Barley. You know, Boomer Boost is a formula made for us specifically from Sloan Health Products, and our barley is grown and harvested and tended to and processed and packaged and sent to us from Canada, and we're the only people that they trust to sell it. And it's so strong that you have to have support. And so people can go to our website, and you can also call our 800 number if you have more questions about it. But if you end up on the page for Boomer Boost, there's lots and lots and lots of information about how it works, what it does. There's a whole list of facts and questions, and you know, whether or not you can take it with medication, can I put it in a smoothie, right? And how is it different from other things that are green drinks, and on and on and on. And you can, if you know that it helps your circulation, you want to go and watch a whole half-hour podcast on circulation, you can do that right on the site as well. You can also watch a half-hour podcast about inflammation that we were talking about. It's also there. And so what we're talking about for a few minutes here is just scratching the surface of the information that's available from Boomers for Everyone.
Excellent, Bob. That sounds great. Let's let everybody know how to get to that information that you're talking about and get to your site so that they can take advantage of this buy Boomer Boost, get a starter canister of Gladiator Barley Free. Like you said, Bob, this get drink here.
And Bruce, also let's have people remember the other sale is still on. So this is a flash sale for the weekend.
Okay.
But the other sale where you can save up to 20% on all the other products is still going on as well.
I'm glad you said that, Bob. I was wondering whether we had that going on still. So thanks for adding that to it. This is an opportunity for new people, especially new people, to get started because, as Bob mentioned, the Gladiator Barley is very strong. And it's designed to take a little bit at a time in your first month until you can take larger and larger amounts, you know, every week for the first month. And this is a month's supply for people starting out. It's also the same size canister and the same product as we had in the travel size Gladiator Barley. So this is an opportunity to get it free when you buy a regular canister of Boomer Boost, which has 68 active compounds in it, and it's just flush with nutrition. And it's a great pairing of Boomer Boost and barley together. It tends to effectuate each of the two products, I believe, the number was 500% greater So by taking Boomer Boost and barley together, especially in my opinion, the Gladiator barley, that's what I've been taking for, golly, how many years now? 11 years? 11 years since Bob made it to the big call and I found out about it. It's definitely the way to go. So what you do to get there is go to bigcalluniverse.com, and when you get to my homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. That's a direct link to Bob's website. Click on it. It'll take you right into Bob's site, and then you can go see the All Products tab and then hit the On Sale tab below it, and it'll take you right to whatever's on sale. So remember, we've got all products are on sale depending on how much you buy. That means you've got, if you spend $75, there's 10% off. If you get up to $125, there's 15% off. If you get to $175, that's 20% off. And that's the highest tier. So $175 and over will get you 20% off on any product that you buy. Now, that is a separate sale from the Buy Boomer Boost and Get the Free Gladiator Barley half canister or trial canister or startup canister for free. It's a separate sale. The two sales are not, you don't double up or double down on these sales together. You just take one or the other. You can buy both. Obviously, you can get them in the same order, but that the those are two separate sales that are going on, just so you know. Now, there's a toll-free number to call, which is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's customer support. And it's good from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So take advantage. If you need it, call. If you don't need it, like 98.875% of the people make their sales and make their orders online. But take advantage of this. If you haven't tried Boomer Boost and Barley, this is the time to jump in and do it. Because for the price of Boomer Boost, you get a free starter for the first month of your Gladiator Barley, and it's about a $48 value for free. That's a great deal. And free shipping. Hello. That's a great deal. So check it out. Check it out, and you'll be very pleased. Just follow the instructions, and you'll be all set. And, you know, that what Bob said about the superoxide dismutase, that SOD, superoxide dismutase, is a great way to knock down inflammation and make it of nil effect. And I remember after taking some Boomer Boost and Barley for, I don't know, maybe a month or so, 2 months, I went and had my C-reactive protein checked at the lab. The doctor put an order in for CRP. C-reactive protein, CRP, that's your test to check to see what your level of inflammation is. And so when I checked it, I told Bob my results, which were, they came back less than 0.1%. Remember, Bob said, if you get below 0.5%, you're doing well. Well, I was less than 0.1%, which was almost immeasurable. So my inflammation has been great for like 9 or 10 years. And so that's good stuff. Doesn't mean I'm completely 100%, but I'm really pretty good in that category, in that sense. So make sure that, you know, remember, I'm on Boomer Boost, Gladiator Barley, premium probiotics. Nobody else has a probiotic that is like this, and lignans. All four powders mixed in water in a shaker bottle. Take it every day. And I also take other supplements, of course, like the vitamin D3, all of them, you know, a bunch of them. So, take advantage of it. Take advantage. That's a good sale. Really good. And the other sale's great. If you have other needs of other, some of the other products, you can get them up to 20% off if you buy $175 worth. So keep looking at that. I think the flash sale that's going on now, take advantage. It goes supposed to go through Memorial Day. That's on the Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley. And jump all over that. That's a great deal. All right, let's get over into, and by the way, thank you, Bob. I love the explanation on all that. let's get into the intel portion of tonight's call. So, all right, here goes. Now, from Tuesday night, we had heard two things. What I brought to the call Tuesday night said that exchanges would take place Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Well, today's Thursday. Exchanges. We haven't started exchanging. And I don't think we're going to start tomorrow. Now, remember how I always tell you I always get something after the call is over? I get something else? Well, I did. I got something else Tuesday night about, I don't know, late for me. And it came in as another very good source said notifications will take place Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. I thought, okay, that's not exchanges, is it? That's different. Now, it's important. Notifications are going to come first, before exchanges, before setting appointments, and exchanges start. But the fact that that was a change from a different source, it sort of negated the first source. All right, so then we're going in with that concept. Then we get information between Tuesday and today that says that, let's see if I can put this the right way. The information says that we would get notifications Saturday night late, like before midnight, or Sunday morning early, like 2, 3 a.m. this Sunday. All right. Then we got another piece that said Tuesday. Now, I was interpreting that to mean that we would get notified late Saturday night or early Sunday morning, set appointments, leapfrog over Monday, and start exchanges Tuesday. Thinking, okay, there's our three-day weekend kicking in. And I don't think we need a three-day weekend. That's been something we've talked about for, I don't know, 10 or 15 years at least. But realistically, I don't know that that's a requirement. But here we are. We've got a three-day weekend, Memorial Day weekend, starting tomorrow. And notice how it's early in the month this year. If Memorial Day is the 25th and it started on May 30th, 1968, that's a week earlier. And I'm thinking, okay, that's good. All right, so let's see what this says. Now, we've got the possibility of getting notified before Memorial Day and exchanging after Memorial Day, which would be Tuesday, the 26th. Then, I get information tonight during the big call that says, looks like we could get notified anytime from Memorial Day to the end of the month. an exchange between Memorial Day and the end of the month. Now, I look at that and go, okay, it was a good source. It's a wide open window. I don't like it that wide. I like things more like 12 hours, 16 hours after blah, 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 which I did get earlier. I told you about Saturday night and Sunday morning. So I'm going to say that's still in play. I'm going to say that is still in play. However, the exchange itself, if Tuesday is real, then that would be after Memorial Day on the 26th. Now, could it go beyond that? This last piece of information is suggesting from Memorial Day to the end of the month, which would be another 5 or 6 days, right? So I would say I'm going to go with the information about Saturday night late or Sunday morning early for notifications, and then say, okay, I could see us maybe setting appointments Sunday and starting to exchange on Tuesday. I can see that. But what if it does extend beyond Tuesday? It could be that this other information, like we've had great sources that have told us very specific timelines of these 3 days or 72 hours or whatever. And you know what? We're sliding right through it. So I'm going to say what I had heard at least a week ago, was that they want this done by the end of May. So, this last piece of information puts that in perspective. Could be any time from Memorial Day to the end of the month. Well, that could be what it is. I'm just saying, that is a possibility. We've got to look at this and say, okay, we have our 3-day weekend. Maybe we get notified late Saturday night or early Sunday morning. Maybe we do that and set our appointments, and then jump right over Monday and start Tuesday. On the other hand, we'll have to see what happens this weekend. So, I had hoped, obviously, that we'd be there and be done by now and be jumping ready to go into the med beds right away. But it looks like every time we push, and we're not to the very end of the month right now. You know, today's the 21st. We're 10 days away from the end of the month. But anytime we get squirrely toward the end of the month, things tend to get weird and it tends to push us over to the next month. So we'll see whether or not that happens or whether we get some activity in the way of our notifications, 800 number notifications this weekend. So that is basically the long and the short of it, is we got a possibility of getting notified this weekend, and then there's additional information from very good sources talking about it could be any time from Memorial Day to the end of the month. So that is the intel that we have for tonight. So I'm going to suggest everybody enjoy the Memorial Day weekend. Keep an eye on your emails. And when we get the number, we will put it on our website, bigcalluniverse.com. And then we'll also send out an email to everybody that is registered that wants the 800 number. Okay? But you're going to get it. I'm sure that once it comes out and we are able to verify it as the correct number, you should have no problem setting your appointment and going in. Now, I still understand that ZIM holders are to be given first priority for exchanges. If you're a ZIM holder, you are considered a sovereign, and they want us in there immediately. So, that's fine. I didn't think that was going to be the case at all, but it looks like that's their priority, to get ZIM holders in first and then they'll deal with anybody that doesn't have Zim as a regular currency. Now, I can tell you this. Yesterday, I was told that Wednesday, which was yesterday, that we would have rates on bank screens and redemption center screens. We did get confirmation that we have 18 currencies currently, no pun intended, currently on redemption center screens, and probably the same amount on bank screens. Now, these are rates that are continually trading up, so my instinct is to think that they want to continue to trade these currencies up, 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 to where when we go in for our exchanges, we'll get better rates than they have right now. So we'll see what happens with those. I'm not concerned about the rates. I know the rates are going to be great for us. At the Redemption Center, only Zim holders, they can only go to Redemption Centers to redeem the Zim anyway. And we know that the dinar holders have a contract rate established by President Trump at Redemption Centers. So, you know, we're going to be in great shape as far as that goes. Don't worry about it. It's really the least of our worries. The main thing we want to do is get the numbers, set our appointments, and get in there, and then let them know if you have a dire health need and you're a Zim holder, they will key in keystrokes into their computer when you're in there for your appointment to get you notified to set an appointment for the med bed for you. That's how it works. Seems backwards. I wish we could go into med beds now, but I figured out, in my opinion, why they're doing it this way. They want to get us in there. First of all, they want to see who we are. They want to see if we're going to be good people or if we're deep state. And I think they don't want deep staters getting access to the med beds. So they want to make sure that we're on the up and up, that we're going to do the right things with the funds. That's why we've got our projects to tell them about and everything else that we've learned over the last number of years. To be able to do that and have and have everything lined out for us so that we can go into the med bed after we exchange. It should be 5 or 6 days for most people who are exchanging Zim with dire need. Maybe sooner, could be a little longer. It's going to probably depend on the demographic, where you live, and all that. But the med bed centers are ready. They're ready to go. We don't have to pray for med beds. Med beds are ready for us. What we have to pray for is exchanges, to get these exchanges underway. Then we go to the med bed, and then we're a 2.0 people. Okay? So that's really, and I think it's interesting what Sue's been dealing with her pod people and people on this, on these calls, the idea of, you know, being able to work through the dynamics, the family dynamics of everything that's coming with this. There's a lot to it. And I appreciate the fact that Sue's dealing with that in the way that she is, because so many people, you know, a lot of people out there have currency, and sometimes it's one spouse. The other one doesn't even know about it, or the other person didn't agree with it. In other words, they're not equally yoked in the currency and the concept of it to begin with. And that's difficult for families, you know, that might not be of the same mind. I know that's a challenge for a lot of spouses, and I want everybody to do the best they can to, once this happens, try not to take the I told you so approach, why didn't you believe me approach, you know, blah, 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 because, you know, in some ways I've looked at this like this is not really right for everybody. It's not for everybody. It hasn't been for everybody. Some people are just not ready for it. They just can't see it. You have to at least be able to see this to believe in it. In this case, you're believing for something that hasn't occurred yet. But I do believe this is coming right around the corner. And yes, we've been pushed and pushed and pushed. And same thing with bondholders. The bondholders haven't been told when they can have access to their money yet. But they're being processed, and they probably can see, most of them can see into their accounts. So not everybody probably, but a lot of them can. But they can't spend it yet. They don't have access to the funds. They're probably going to get access after we go in for our exchanges, when we start. So let's do this. Let's pray the call out. Let's thank everybody first. Thank you, Sue, for everything that you've done and continue to do on the call. Thank you, Bob, for that great information and the great sales that are taking place now. And thank you for, Jeannie, continued support with your prayer and praise. And Pastor Scott, where are you? I hope you're okay. We hope that you're still fine and everything's doing well, but we haven't heard from you in about 3 calls. So we want to thank Doug. Thank you, GCK, for all the technical help. Thank you. Thank the satellite team for the technical help to get the call out all over the globe to approximately 22 to 24 million people. And that's a big help. Thank you. And then we just thank Big Call Universe for tuning in and listening. So thanks so much for listening, everybody. I want to just wish everybody a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. And let's see what happens over the weekend. Let's see if we do get notified. Otherwise, at this point, we'll look forward to talking to you on Tuesday night. All right? So let's pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that we have, everything that we are in you, who we are in Christ, and the fact that we are those of us who believe in Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection are part of the body of Christ. And we thank you for that. Thank you for our future. And thank you for this blessing which is coming. We pray for this blessing to manifest in the way of these emails and 800 numbers over the weekend. And then we can begin to set our appointments and exchange ASAP. So thank you for all that you've done for us and continue to do for us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. God bless you and have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.